Today on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, an award-winning guaranteed Irish company. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Today on RTE Radio 1, text 51551.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you know that if you're a homeowner, your local property tax return is due this Friday, November the 7th. Excuse me, I beg your pardon. Many people are still unsure, though, how to correctly revalue their property and file with revenue. The process has changed since the last valuation, and confusion around valuation bans, evidence requirements and online filing has left many at risk of errors or penalties. In a moment, we're going to have a step-by-step guide to ensure your return is accurate and compliant. But first, Brian O'Connell has been in the St. Luke's area of Cork City asking locals if they have paid their property tax and if they're happy with it.
I think it's a good thing if the money goes back into the area in where it's invested and if the resources are delivered.
Have you filed yours?
I have filed mine, I have indeed, yeah.
Had it gone up? Had you noticed an increase?
It had gone up. I was told recently that the biggest repercussion of not or under representing it is if you go to sell a property that you will be penalised.
There's a liability attached.
And I don't think that is being advertised or the implications of same are being kind of notified to the public enough. That's one thing.
Had yours gone up a bit?
It had gone up significantly, yeah.
So is that fair, do you think?
I suppose, relatively speaking, I think it's probably going to have more implications in Dublin than outside Dublin.
I suppose people are wondering, where does this tax actually go?
I would love to see more money going into fixing things, both trees, landscaping, public amenities. I think we should have a lot more tax incentives on fixing the aesthetics of houses and communities.
Well, I was living in Belgium for 10 years. I was working for the government and everybody there was paying property tax. It's a lot more than what we're paying. So is it fair to tax your own house? I would be leaning towards unfair because I'm paying it.
Did you notice it had jumped? You know, we have to...
It has jumped, but yeah. not much. I think mine went up about 25 a year, which is not that bad, you know?
Do you know what you're getting for it?
Well, local property tax is supposed to be going to the council. And the council is supposed to be doing wonderful things for us. As I said, I was living in Belgium for 10 years.
Did you know exactly what that was going towards?
It was going to the council, but you'd see the work they do. They're there all the time. We lived in a place called Mesa. And every start of every summer, you'd see the workmen coming out. They're cutting the cage, the verges, taking up all the weeds. The whole thing is constantly in flux. There's always doing roadworks, always improvements. You'll find that the bus shelters are being repaired. You will not come across a road that doesn't have a marking that you can see.
So you're basically, you're getting bang for your buck.
In Belgium, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But you're not getting that much bang for your buck in Ireland.
Brian O'Connell out and about speaking to people in St. Luke's Cross in Cork. Now, joining me on the line to answer your questions is conveyancing expert and solicitor Gwen Bowen. Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning, Philip. How are you?
I'm very good. Now, the first thing we have to say to anybody who is going to text in questions for you on 51551 is if you don't like paying LPT or if you're having problems with the website, none of these things are Gwen's fault. Gwen is here to help people. Gwen is your friend. So the first thing that people are having problem with, Gwen, is the actual revaluation. If you don't know, if you haven't the first clue what price your house would achieve on the open market, where do you start?
Well, the first place you can start is the valuation band that you're in. There was a lift of 20% across the board on the upper limits of the bands on this occasion. And we were actually dealing with this in when we were dealing with 2021 valuations. We've been dealing with on the basis that anything up to 25% down the country was acceptable as a rise in the rate of the value of properties. So, you know, if you could look at your property, look at daft.ie, look at the property register, the price property register, you get an idea. Or you may know, you know, of houses up and down the road that have sold and have an idea of the prices of them. You may still be in the same band as you were. It's just that the upper level has moved up, and that should possibly accommodate you, particularly if you are at the lower end of the band. If when you bought or if when you valued it the last time, you were at the very upper end of the band, you might be going into the band above, because we have seen we have seen phenomenal property price rises in the last 4 years.
But the kind of questions that people are asking is, they're saying, if everybody on my street has done the wraparound insulation, that they have retrofitted, they have built the big glass box out the back, and I haven't, how do I value my house?
You could look at comparative. Surely, like, it's on one street, but surely in an area you may be able to find a similar type of property that would have sold that might not have had the wraparound. And obviously, it's your best estimate. It's, I mean, if you genuinely believe that your house is worth 40 or 50,000 euros less than the property next door, well, that's what you return it at. Mm-hmm. If you sell the property next year and you make 40 or 50,000 more, it'll be a nice surprise to you in ways. But you may be penalised in relation
there
to
might
the,
be a bit
to
of a sting in the tail.
There might be a ban to be paid and a bit of, now the penalty interest rate is 8%. But overall, the differential between, let's say, you know, the amount you pay it go up about isn't huge in the greater scheme of things if we're talking about someone making a miscalculation of that amount in the value of their property.
Okay, so it would be 8% on 200 euro, not on the value of the house. So you needn't start getting scared. And in arriving at this valuation, I assume that the property price register online is your best friend.
Yeah, sometimes people find that a bit sparse in information, and you have to watch it because sometimes, and there's a denotation on it, if a property has been transferred on a semi-voluntary basis, like between families, it may appear. So you just need to be careful of the valuations and don't automatically pick the lowest valuation. It's very hard sometimes for people, particularly older people, to comprehend the value that's in their houses. So, you know, do have a discussion around it. You know, if you look at daft.ie or you look at myhome.ie, you can see some of the values of the properties, comparable values. You know, someone might say my house would never be worth that much, but in reality, maybe it is. You know, so, you know, do look for as much help as you can, is what I'd say.
Baby steps here. How do I actually log on to the website and even begin this process?
Okay, well, how you log on, you should have received a letter. Everyone should have received a letter. Every property owner should have received a letter with a PIN number and a property ID number. And that is associated with the PPS number of the liable person. Okay, so the liable people to pay property tax are the owners or joint owners of a property. If it's joint owners, only one of the people will have their PPS number associated with it. So there's three little boxes to fill in. Now, what I have found is there can be difficulties. Sometimes the PIN number has changed, particularly if someone has died or the PPS number, you might really not know where to begin. But the first place you start is go online to LPT Online and fill in the three boxes with the two pieces of information on the letter from Revenue and your PPS number or the other registered person's PPS number. And that should get you in.
Okay. First question come in on 51551. What if I've already filed and now after talking to everybody else on the road about it, I think I've got the figure wrong. Can I go back and update it?
You can, you can. You can go back in and you can change the valuation online.
What about those who miss the deadline? If you're out of the country and listening to RT Radio, unlikely, I will grant you. But if you're not able to do this before Friday the 7th, what happens?
Okay. What I would think is, now Revenue have, like, I remember with the NPPR, there was a particular, you know, the fact that you didn't know about it, you know, you were living out of the country, there was very little sympathy from that front. If you're having difficulty because you cannot log on and you cannot get through, my suggestion would be that you go to the ross.ie account and put in an online query and say, this is what I've tried to do. These are the details. I cannot access. I cannot access my account. And at least put a marker in the sand. And hopefully, see, at the moment, I think the system is becoming slightly overloaded. Hopefully over the next few days, it'll calm down. Just if you keep trying to go in, or you can try ringing LPT. As you can imagine, I'd say their phones are ringing off the hook. They are genuinely not to diss other branches of the Revenue, but I've always found LPT people to be very, very, you know, kind and helpful on the phone, because in general, you know, it's a tax that affects the public, and it's the public are ringing them the whole time, and they genuinely are very, very helpful.
Going to synthesise a number. Sorry, excuse me. What did you just say? I talked over you.
If you can get through.
If you can get through, so. Okay. Let me synthesize a number of questions that seem to be coming in all in the same kind of area, and it really concerns elderly people who are on a fixed income, who had been paying the same amount on a relatively large house for quite a long time, but property prices have soared and their LPT liability has now vastly increased. What do they do? Is it fair that they should be expected to pay a pretty substantial increase?
They can apply for a partial or a full deferral. So depending on their income, so you could apply for a deferral, and the interest rate on that is only 3% simple interest. So if they say, look, I just can't afford to pay it, if for a single person their income is less than 25,000 per annum, so that's £480 gross per week coming into the, 480 euros, God, I'm back in the punts days. Or if there's a couple, if they have less than 40,000, so 770 gross coming into the house, they can apply for a full deferral. That means that they make their submission, they might say, look, this is my age, this is my income, I'm not in a position to pay, and they can just defer it and let it be for whoever comes after them. It ends up as like a charge on the property. And even if you are a single person earning 40,000, or your gross income of 40,000 per annum, you can apply for a partial deferral. And again, for a couple of 55,000, you can apply for a partial, which is a reduction by 50%. And
so anybody can do this. Anybody can apply for this. You don't need to be elderly and on a pension.
You don't need to be elderly. No, it's on your income. And let's say some people are having difficulty. There's also a deferral that's allowed in relation to your adjusted income in relation to mortgage interest payments. So all of that, if you look up deferral of LPT on the website, there's actually a very good little guideline for a deferral, which I'm looking at here. It's very understandable. You may be entitled to a deferral. And indeed, some people are entitled to exemptions, like elderly people, if they're not able to live in their own home anymore because it's just become unsuitable for use. And let's say they've had to move in with the child, and the doctor says, look, they can't stay in that house. There's too many stairs. It's a falls risk. It's not suitable for them. They can actually apply for an exemption from LPT, or if they have to go into a nursing home. And there are a list of exemptions available as well on the guidelines.
Does the revenue query valuations, or do they just leave this to get sorted out in probate or when you sell the house?
Yeah, as I was saying to your researchers, there's certain pinch points we get to. The revenue commissioners are going to, they're really, I haven't heard of anyone that was queried out of the blue, but when we are selling properties, so let's say we're selling a property for between 525, if we're selling a property for 600,000 euros and the person has it valued in band two, they have it valued down at between 240 to 315. The solicitor purchasing cannot accept that. They will need a full clearance from revenue at the appropriate rate. Now, as I say, for the last 4 years, we've been operating on a basis that there was, you know, there was, everyone understood there had been these rises. And let's say if you went above an expected 25% rise, you could make an application for specific clearance to say, genuinely, in 2021, the property was valued at this. I did X, Y, and Z works to it. And that's why it's now selling for more. They will query, you can put your case to them, but if there's no reason other than you filed in the wrong bracket, the revenue may agree a lower bracket with you, or they may say, no, it should have been filed in bracket four. We want interest at 8% over the 4 years on the monies, and all of the back pay paid at the appropriate rate, and the solicitor for the purchaser can't take title until they're sure that the LPT is in the correct band and that it's fully paid up. So that's where they catch you. And also, on sales of property, so if you're returning the property on the death of a person, and if, let's say, your mum or your dad or your aunt or your uncle was happily filing away in band one and really they should have been filing away in band seven, the monies will be paid from their estate. Okay. Again, you can make application. So it won't be their problem, though. But I mean, there will be penalty and interest, and people get, you cannot distribute an estate without having full tax clearance, and LPT is one of the markers that comes up.
And so just to be clear, Gwen, the 8% interest penalty is charged on the difference between what you were paying and what you should have been paying, not on the total amount.
Correct. And the difference between that and the deferral rate. So let's say you know your house is worth 630, but you just feel, I can't afford that payment, I don't have the money. Apply for the deferral. The lower interest rate of 3% will apply on that.
But we're not talking about insurmountable sums of money. We're just talking about a bureaucratic pain in the ass to have to sort out at a point in time when you're already busy enough selling a house or working out the probate on an estate. One of the questions that has come in quite a lot is people in new estates who've bought for the first time, and they say, look, there is no local comparison. No houses have gone on sale yet in this estate. How do they value? I would have thought that the answer there is they just stick with what they paid for the house if it's in the last couple
exactly.
of years.
Yeah, stick for what they paid for. Like, but unless, like, let's say if they bought 4 years ago and they bought at a particular rate, again, you'll have comparative values in the area in other estates. If you genuinely believe that you're still at the same rate as you bought, and if you bought them the last year, I think that that's reasonable. But if you bought 4 years ago, the price rises we've seen in new properties, I think you probably would be going up. You would be going up a bracket. But again, remember that the brackets all moved up 20%. It's difficult, but all you can do is make your best guess. And I think if you ask yourself, how much would I expect if I put this property in the house in the morning? You know, that's a question that I've been asked. If someone says, oh, look, you know, I'd say its value is 300,000. And I'd say, well, if I gave you 300,000 for that house now, would you take it? You know, people will probably know if, you know, they probably know if they're lowballing it. And it's, you know, there's a big range there. As I say, if you're really, really pushing up and you're nervous about it, there is always the risk of penalty and interest. And the difference between the brackets in tax that you're paying is not huge. It's, you know, it may not be worth taking the risk.
And Gwen, at the end of the day, the brackets are pretty big. You don't have to come in with something that's to within €5 of a price. You know, you've got tens of thousands of euro of margin of error here.
Yeah, absolutely. The brackets are fairly big. And interestingly, I was looking at this, is the first three brackets, I think it is, are 75% of the property distribution are within the first three brackets. So, you know, when you're at the higher end, there's very small percentages that are up at that level. But, you know, it is money that has to be found. It is money that has to be found every year. But it's manageable, I would hope. And I mean, if you cannot afford to manage it, you can apply for a deferral. You don't have to be old. If your means do not allow you, you can apply for a deferral. And you can also apply for once-off deferrals. That's another thing. If in a particular year, let's say your house was struck by lightning, or, you know, insurance didn't cover something that happened to your house and you had an expense, you can apply to defer that year as well.
Okay. 51551, the listeners' questions, more of them. Property tax payment. What if you cannot or don't want to engage online? Can you do this over the phone? Can you do this in writing?
You can. You can do it over the phone. It's very hard. Mm. Everything has moved more online, but they opened them up and they were very kind to her again and talked her through the steps. She said they were incredibly helpful. So, as I say, this week, we're all a bit last minute, Lenny, about these kind of things. Everyone's ringing this week. You know, we've known about it for a while. But look, be patient, wait to try and get through. But if you can get assistance even to get online, you know, from a child or from a grandchild, do that.
That's,
you know, because it is.
Ask
so
the
much
teenager,
clearer.
They'll figure it out in jig time.
Absolutely.
What if your estimated value on your revenue account is a particular band, and when you use the revenue tool as a guide, the property tax is at a higher band? Which should you go for?
Again, I'd be mixing this with a bit of, you know, all extraneous evidence that, you know, if you're in a particular revenue band, like if you're in a particular revenue band, but the average values in your area when you use the tool. Now, I have to say, I find the interactive tool a little bit difficult to use on the LPT website. I would be saying, again, ask yourself, well, would I sell it in the lower band that I have it, or would I be expecting to be in this upper band? And if you're expecting to be in the upper band, go for the upper band.
Okay. Gwen Bowen, thank you. Sorry, Gwen, I interrupted you again.
One more thing, just to say to you that revenue, everything we can see online, revenue can see online. So if you're saying that your house is worth tuppence, okay, your air code is attached to your LPT. Revenue can look at Google Maps and they can see, you know, so revenue have gotten very, very tech savvy. It's something that will catch up with all of us. So I would be erring on the side of caution.
Big Brother is watching you. Gwen Bowen, thank you very much for that. News just in, former US Vice President Dick Cheney has died, aged 84. He served alongside Republican President George W. Bush for two terms between 2001 and 2009. Obviously a polarizing figure. He had been described as America's most powerful modern vice president and chief architect of the war on terror, who helped lead the country into the ill-fated Iraq war on faulty assumptions. Last year, he stressed that he would be voting for Democratic candidate Kamala Harris in the presidential race, saying he could never stand over another Donald Trump presidency. That's Vice President Dick Cheney dying at the age of 84. Relations, if I remember correctly, in Killorglin in Kerry. Back after these.
Today on RTE Radio 1.